Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a state the size of a small country, a population of 24 crore people, being transformed into the world's largest AI skilling ecosystem. This is exactly what is unfolding in Uttar Pradesh today. Why is this in the news? On January 14, 2026, the India AI Mission signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Uttar Pradesh Development Systems Corporation, or UPDISCO, to establish 65 data and artificial intelligence laboratories across the state. This agreement creates the biggest state-level AI training network in India and propels the mission's ambitious digital infrastructure build-out under a 10,372 crore rupee mandate. Let us first understand the India AI mission itself. The Union Cabinet gave its approval in March 2024 and the mission became operational from April 2024. It carries a total outlay of 10,372 crore rupees spread over 5 years and is implemented by the Digital India Corporation, DIC, which sits under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeitY. The Chief Executive Officer steering this massive effort is Abhishek Singh, who also serves as Managing Director and Chief Executive of Digital India Corporation. The mission rests on 7 strategic pillars, ranging from compute capacity and data platforms to safe AI and skill development. While the article does not list each pillar, it highlights 3 that are central to today's discussion: the compute backbone, the India Datasets platform, and the Skilling for AI Readiness Initiative, known as SOAR. Now, turning to the Uttar Pradesh Memorandum. The agreement was signed by Abhishek Singh on behalf of the India AI Mission and by Anurag Yadav, the Principal Secretary for Information Technology and Electronics in Uttar Pradesh. Their joint goal is simple yet profound: to provide hands-on AI training for both students and professionals, thereby creating the largest state-level AI skilling ecosystem in the country. 2 NILIT centers, one in Lucknow and another in Gorakhpur, are already up and running, serving as the pilot laboratories. The plan is to roll out a total of 65 labs across every division of Uttar Pradesh, ultimately benefiting roughly 10 lakh individuals. Why is Uttar Pradesh's participation strategically significant? With a population of about 24 crore, it is India's most populous state and accounts for 16% of the nation's working-age demographic. Integrating such a massive human resource base into AI education is essential to harnessing India's demographic dividend and ensuring that the country's future workforce is AI ready. Now let us examine India's AI compute backbone. The India AI Mission awarded contracts to procure 10,000 graphics processing units, GPUs, to build a shared AI compute infrastructure that will offer affordable access to startups, researchers, and government agencies. The first tranche, comprising roughly 4,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs, became operational in late 2025, and the remaining units will be added throughout 2026. This development directly tackles India's compute deficit. The nation currently possesses only 1/40th of the GPU compute capacity of the United States and 1/10th of China's per capita capacity, a serious bottleneck for training large AI models domestically. Complementing the hardware is the India Datasets platform, launched under the India AI Mission. It provides anonymized government data for AI training, covering sectors such as agriculture through the PM Kisan Beneficiary Database, health via Ayushman Bharat records, and logistics through the PM Gati Shakti initiative. This is India's first structured effort to make public sector data readily available for AI development. Now, moving on to the SOAR initiative, Skilling for AI Readiness. Launched by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the first day of 2026, SOAR is anchored by the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship with a dedicated budget of 500 crore rupees for a Center of Excellence in AI for Education. Its focus is to embed AI learning into school curricula and vocational training, preparing the country's 65 crore population under the age of 35 for AI-driven jobs. SO works in tandem with the Future Skills Prime platform, a partnership between NASSCOM and Meitway that already boasts over 10 lakh AI learners, as well as with the PM Vikas scheme, which targets skill development for artisans and traditional workers. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India AI mission was approved in March 2024 and became operational in April 2024, with a total outlay of 10,372 crore rupees over 5 years. It is implemented by Digital India Corporation under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and its chief executive is Abhishek Singh. The mission's 7 pillars include compute capacity of 10,000 GPUs, the Future Skills Initiative, the datasets platform, and a focus on safe AI. The Uttar Pradesh Memorandum, signed on January 14, 2026, partners with UBDISCO to establish 65 data and AI labs across the state, with 2 NILIT labs already functional in Lucknow and Gorakhpur. The SOAR initiative was launched on January 1, 2026 by President Murmu, carries a budget of 500 crore rupees for a Center of Excellence in AI for Education, and is overseen by the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. Future Skills Prime, a joint effort of NASSCOM and Meitway, has more than 10 lakh learners as of 2025, covering AI, Big Data, Cloud, Cybersecurity, and IoT. Additional figures worth noting: India's AI market is estimated at $6 billion in 2026, projected to rise to $28 billion by 2035. Training a model like GPT-4 required about 25,000 NVIDIA A100 GPUs, whereas India's 10,000 H100 GPUs represent a comparable compute base. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the India AI mission's launch date, April 2024, the total outlay of 10,372 crore rupees, its implementation by Digital India Corporation under Meitway, the 7 pillars, the 10,000 GPU target, the launch of the SOAR initiative on January 1, 2026 with a 500 crore Center of Excellence, and the partnership of Future Skills Prime between NASSCOM and Meitway. For the mains, particularly General Studies Paper 3, you can discuss India's AI infrastructure as a geopolitical asset, the importance of compute access, the demographic dividend of a massive A-skilled workforce, and the role of digital public infrastructure in supporting AI development. With this comprehensive view, you can see how the India AI mission, the Uttar Pradesh Labs, the Compute Backbone, the Datasets Platform, and the SOAR Initiative together weave a narrative of India's determined push to become a global AI leader while simultaneously addressing domestic skill gaps and economic growth. This is not just a technological upgrade, it is a strategic stride towards securing India's future in the age of artificial intelligence.